Both of you had so much influence and contributed to the Tulsa Police Department. And as we look back, and here we are, 2013, does Tulsa have a reason to be proud of this Tulsa Police Department?
I think so. I think the best thing that you can say is, yes, there have been problems within the police department, but every one of those problems had been met by the citizens of Tulsa and the community and the elected officials and management within the police department with changes that have been better. For example, and this one stands out in my mind because at the time, the worst thing that had ever happened to the police department, that's for the chief of police, the commissioner, and all of the other people to be indicted. Well, let me back up. The Republican City Commission in 1954 had passed a city ordinance establishing a merit system for personnel which required promotional testing and dismissal only for cause and things of that nature, in effect, a merit system. The plan was that if the trial program worked out, they would put it on the ballot for the public and amend the city charter so that it became a permanent fixture of the organization. Well, the incoming administration campaigned on the promise to repeal that ordinance. And not just because of that, but one of the results was the great scandal and the problems within the police department that caused all of us who were in no way involved to have to deal with the public in two ways. One, gain their confidence. But the good thing that happened is the following year, the city commission put on the public ballot, the merit system, which is still in place. When the new city charter was adopted, it made some changes, but it essentially abolished the idea that you could be chief of police one day and a new political administration comes in and you'd be walking a beat. At least there's continuity. As a result of that whole thing, Jack Purdy became chief of police. A lot of people don't like Jack. I was fairly close to him and worked with him as deputy chief. And then as chief, when he was elected police and fire commissioner, he was a courageous and an honest man, and I never had any reason to doubt that he had the best interests of the department at heart and the best interests of the city of Tulsa at heart. I think he was chief of police for almost 15 years. The average tenure for a chief of police in the United States is 5 years. Jack was a good man, and people say he had no sympathy. I know differently. If you went to him with a problem, I know an officer who said that he had made a mistake. He was a good officer who had made a bad mistake, which could have resulted in dismissal. Purdy called him in and said, "This investigation is complete. You really screwed up. I'm going to put this in this file drawer right here and hold it for a year. Come back and see me in a year." And at the end of the year, he got to witness that investigative file being torn up. I think the current consent decree would prohibit that kind of handling, but that speaks to different issues. I think that the department has grown, changed for the better with each of the scandalous things that have occurred. I know I'm an insider and I tend to have an insider's view, but I also try to be very objective when evaluating the department.
I think a lot of people look at the police department and they say, you know, it's just not the way it used to be, and it really isn't. But there's same good people, but nowadays police work is turned into an impersonal job that has built on technology. You've got a computer in the car, it's going to tell you where to go. You're so understaffed, you can only go from call to call to call. When I came on, the area I worked, I didn't even have a walkie-talkie, and that was fine with me. You get out of your car and you meet people, and you're on your own. And, I mean, it may cause you to say, okay, I'm in a fight by myself. Nobody knows where I am. Somebody's going to look at this later on and say, maybe I hit this guy with a stick too hard. But it was either do that or be killed or get beat up ourselves. But nowadays, guys are walking electronic robot. You know, they might have cameras on them, tape recorders on them, cameras in the car, computers to answer to. And so they don't get that opportunity for that interaction with the community like we used to. So people have a different opinion of them. It's not that they're dishonest. It's not that they don't care or whatever. They're just spending their day feeding technology. So it's a little bit different.
Yeah.